This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 15th day of October, year of our Lord 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. This Thursday, the J.R. Moore Radio Show Meetup, October 17th at the Benton Square Restaurant. Well, the topic will be preparedness. We'll have dinner in the public dining area at 6 p.m. and a meeting upstairs in a private meeting room at 7 p.m. Our presenters will be speaking about preparedness, and it will be an open forum, Mr. Dwayne Goodridge and Mr. Dan Sutterfield. So if you can be there, it would be a great time, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy it. Over at standeo.com, we have some interesting earth change headlines, starting out with the disastrous snowstorm in South Dakota, 100,000 cattle dead. Going over to India, 90,000 people affected by Cyclone Phalen, 23 dead, thousands of homes destroyed. And some earthquake news, including 80 earthquakes in Iceland last night. That would be the night before last. I don't know how unusual that is, but it sounds unusual to me. Here's your homework assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Over at naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger did a very well-done article on the consequences and of what would happen in 5 different ways the EBT food stamp debit card system could go down. We had that happen over the weekend in about 15 of the 50 states. The most notable example being what happened in Louisiana at a particular Walmart store where the debit cards were showing no limit, and people were loading up literally hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of food in their baskets and getting out the door for a two-hour period between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Well-done article, and I do recommend it. We are hoping that Dr. Phil Myers calls in this morning, and if he does, we will be talking about health-related matters. This coming weekend, it appears that the veterans will be returning to the Capitol Mall in Washington, D.C. Now, the smart thing, if the Obama administration wanted to defuse the situation, would be to take down the barricades, remove the police from what are normally open monuments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the World War II Memorial, the Vietnam War Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, and so forth, and defuse the situation. That would be the smart thing to do if that's their goal, is to defuse the situation. Now, allegedly, these monuments are closed because of lack of funding. Excuse me? Lack of funding? These mines don't have any people there. In fact, it's costing more money to erect barricades and have extra security personnel on duty than to have the normally open, unguarded, unmanned monuments. The World War II Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, and Lincoln Memorial, and I'm sure others as well. I'm sure others. So that's the two choices. Either defuse the situation and let these monuments remain open and to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with virtually nobody around, the occasional park ranger to help a tourist that has a question here and there, whatever it might be. I know the Park Service collects up memorabilia at the end of every day at the Vietnam War Memorial and archives them. Not a big deal. It's become a big deal, though. It has become big, and this was predictable. This was absolutely predictable that the veterans would react in the way they've been reacting, with these memorials being closed off. Very predictable. So my belief is that this is precisely what the administration is looking for, the pushback. They're looking for the pushback from the veterans and the American public, who are outraged at these memorials being closed off that are normally open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with virtually nobody around. That's how the green paint got splashed all over the Lincoln Memorial in the middle of the night a couple of weeks ago. There's nobody around there in the middle of the night. There may be now, since that vandalism took place. But for decades, and I mean decades, there's been nobody around there at nighttime. Very predictable what would happen when they shut down and close off these memorials. How about Mount Vernon? Owned for 150 years by a women's charity group. This is George Washington's plantation, George Washington's home. I've been to Mount Vernon. Beautiful place, beautiful estate. Privately owned. Now, the parking lot and the asphalt turnaround circle is jointly owned by the National Park Service and this women's charity group. So the Park Service, which normally isn't around there very much, put up barricades to block off some of the parking area and to block off the circle turnaround. This is grandstanding. This is theater. This is an outrage is what it is. We do have a caller here. We've got April in New Jersey. Good morning, April.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Moore. I just wanted to give a couple of comments, if I may. I found that the Capitol Police that were guarding the White House, I found it so offensive and to me almost treasonous the way that our veterans were treated. To me, it was a total mockery of everything that our country stands for. But when I was looking closely at these individuals who are employed by the government, and they are our fellow citizens, I saw a strange insignia of the American flag on their uniform, which did not look familiar to me. And I was wondering if anyone else took close notice of it. It's on their, I believe it's on their right shoulder. Additionally,
What was strange about the flag?
It didn't look like the American flag traditionally used on any uniform in the United States to me.
Really? Well, hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the
wreck. Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 15th of October. April, I pulled up a video of these D.C. police, and there is a patch on their right shoulder. I can't get a good close up to it. I would refer to it as a stylized version of an American flag as opposed to a real American flag. And there's some writing on it also, which I haven't been able to read yet. Is that your impression?
Yeah, and the other impression that I gained from that is that it's very similar to me to the altered American flag that was used during Mr. Obama's reelection campaign.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I find offensive. You know, the American flag stands for so many things. It just does not stand for the President of the United States.
It stands for all our freedoms. You're right, and
there's
a lot of misconceptions about the flag and proper use of the flag. That's defined by federal statute, by the way, in the U.S. Code. Most people don't know this, April, but it's illegal to use the American flag as an article of clothing.
Exactly.
If I may quickly,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, you have to run to work. I wanted to say something. This is really important. I have found myself not looking anymore at events in our nation having to do with states. I look at them having to do with FEMA regions. The EBT situation greatly disturbed me, and I took the 17 states, I put them together, and I compared them to the map of FEMA regions in the United States, and there were only two FEMA regions that did not have an EBT crisis for food stamps.
Really?
And that was Region 10 and Region 8. So I would like for your listeners to start looking at that other type of, portrait of America, map of America. And there were only two FEMA regions in America where the EBT crisis did not occur.
And 10 and 8 would be what parts?
10 would be where Denver is.
Okay.
And 8 would be where Seattle, that area.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so have a great day, Mr. Moore. And
thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you, April. The call number is 800-313-9443. Getting back to this article that the Health Ranger wrote, this has been a concern of mine, a personal concern of mine for some time. What will happen if or when the EBT cards no longer work? It is inevitable because of the financial crisis. It is inevitable that at some point they won't work. And the Health Ranger does go into that in enough detail to make sense of it. And he has a knack for taking complex matters such as this economic crisis that we're really, quite frankly, in the middle of it, and getting it down to understandable sound bites that everybody can make sense of based on reality. And I think we all need to become aware of this, because this is the future of America at some point. The real debt, the total debt, amounts to over $100 trillion. These dollar amounts are pretty much beyond human comprehension. We're talking about filling up football stadiums full of cash. I mean, unbelievable amounts of money. Unbelievable. But that is the future. And if you see this freight train coming at you downhill, you better darn well be jumping off the tracks. And in this case, jumping off the tracks means becoming self-sufficient, getting away from these cities, learning how to grow your garden, being water independent, as my friend Professor McKinney so frequently says. Being water independent is not an option. If you're dependent on some government source for the water you need to live, well, I think you need to rethink that. I really believe you really need to think that. Whatever it means for you, having a spring or a well or being able to collect rainwater from the roof of your home and your garage and outbuildings and so forth, whatever it means. You go down to these islands in the Caribbean, you'll find that water, fresh water, is a massive, massive issue. The Virgin Islands and so forth, virtually everybody has some way to contain and keep and capture rainwater. The home my parents bought in 1963 out in Jefferson County, Missouri, it had that system. It was a simple system with the gutters from one of the outbuildings going into a very large cistern with a switch or a valve, I guess you could call it, that would allow the rain to wash the debris and bird dropping and so forth for maybe the first 10 minutes or so, and then turn the valve, and that would wash out into the yard, and then turn the valve, and then the clean water, after everything had been flushed out, would go down to the cistern. That's what we use for domestic water in the Moore household. I don't recall the exact dimensions of the cistern, but I was down inside it a couple of times with a ladder. I would say maybe 12 by 12 by 12. It was a huge concrete box underground to capture that rainwater. So become water independent. That may mean getting a Berkey gravity feed water filter for you. It may not. If you're when I talk to people in private consultations about water filters, my first question is, do you need a water filter for a base camp or for being on the move? It's basically two different systems. Your base camp filter is probably going to be a Berkey gravity feed water system. Not the kind of thing you take out into the bush. It's way too bulky for that. For being out in the bush on the move, I like the Katahdins. They're made in Europe. They're mil-spec. They make several different versions. The one I carry is about the size of a pack of cigarettes, a little ceramic filter with a pump. It'll filter hundreds of gallons of water, as opposed to these little filters you get at the typical sporting goods store, which may do 50 gallons before the filter element needs to be replaced. And, of course, the advantage of the Katahdin filters is that they can be cleaned and reused, because the stuff that they collect collects on the outside of the ceramic filter, and you can clean that off. So becoming water independent is not an option, in my opinion. Learning, and it is a learning process, learning to become food independent is not an option. I have neighbors that have been gardening for 40, 50 years, and they're still learning. That's the nature of gardening. It's a continuous learning process, whether you're gardening for 4 or 5 years or gardening for 50 years. There's always nuances to learn about gardening and information to share with your fellow gardeners in wherever area you might happen to live in. And gardening's different in different parts of the country, depending on how far north, how far south you are, what kind of precipitation you get, the quality of the soil, and so forth, how long the growing season is. So what works wonderfully in one part of the country may very well fail miserably in another part of the country. Learning how to get your seedlings ready for early planting with cold frames and so forth. That's a talent. That's a skill. Something you can't learn out of a book. Granted, having good quality books about gardening is very, very helpful. On one hand. On the other, there's no substitute for getting out there and getting your hands in the dirt and planting those seedlings and nurturing them, making sure they have proper water, not too much, not too little. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 15th day of October. As many of you know, I've been working with Freeze Dry Guy for, going on 6 years or so now. And up until recently, somebody would ask me, well, does Freeze Dry Guy have non-GMO foods? Does he have gluten-free? I would kind of stumble and not know how to answer. Well, those days are over. Those days are over. Now you can go to his website and you can click on and get vegetarian selection of foods, non-GMO selection of foods, low sodium selection of foods, low carb, and also gluten free. This is what I've been looking for and hoping that Freeze Dry Guy would finally get it done. Well, he's got it done. It's here. It's here right now. So the more I learn about nutrition, the more I learn that it's not optional to understand nutrition, what good and proper nutrition is and what it's not. I was at a high school reunion over the weekend and my classmates, either men and women that are 65, 66 years old, it is really, really scary to see the transformation from the seemingly healthy, robust athletes that I worked with 45 years ago and what they've now become. a heart attack waiting to happen. So in the case of some of these men, these are good men. They're intelligent men. And learn about nutrition. A freeze-dried guy can help you. Freeze-dried guy's foods will help you achieve your goal of two goals, of storing food long-term and also storing healthy food long-term. His website is freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com, toll-free hour line, the Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're having an open discussion this morning. We got some lines open. We got one call holding. The call number is 800-313-9443. And we have Bernie in Michigan. Good morning, Bernie.
Morning, John. Several months ago, I distinctly remember Lindsay Williams had talked about a government shutdown, and he was getting his information from, I think it was somebody at Raytheon. And, yep, and there was another thing that I saw over the weekend, and there was a gentleman that had worked in the government and was covering the process for accruing signage and printed material, and he was saying that it takes 6 to 8 months to get all that stuff ready to the final product and delivered.
Right.
And how do they come up with all that stuff so quickly? Now that,
well, as you're talking about the lead time, and the lead time
right.
to get our government to do get anything done, yeah, that's probably pretty optimistic, 6 months. Well, obviously it had to be clearly planned in advance to deal with the lead time, didn't it, Bernie?
Yes, it did. So the way I'm looking at this whole issue is it's another false flag, and they're really pushing something.
That reminds me, Bernie, of a friend of mine. He's a very dear friend. He is a commercial construction supervisor, and he was talking to a potential client whose home was, or not home, but business was being moved because of a highway expansion. And they'd waited and they waited and waited, and the highway expansion was going to shut down their business in about 90 days. And the business owner wanted to move their business and build a new building, and my friend had to give them the bad news. From the time we shake hands to the time you've got a building to move into is about a year.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I work in the industry myself, and I know what kind of lead time we look at. You know, it's typically 9 months to a year just in planning.
Yeah, and this is we're talking a 10 or 20,000 square foot commercial metal building, not a big deal. And a 1 year lead time is very reasonable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Well, have a good day, John.
Thank you, Bernie. Thanks. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. Learning how the world works, how it's put together, how it's connected is very, very important to help you achieve your goals and do what you want to do. In my adult years working with different men and women, I found it a great joy to work with automobile mechanics. Automobile mechanics who become politically active have a certain modality of their brain working in a very logical, linear fashion. As automobile mechanics and truck mechanics, they know that B can happen before A takes place. It can't. And that's very helpful when it comes to dealing with a myriad of topics and subjects. I need to remind folks, my website is TheLibertyMan.com, TheLibertyMan.com. If you haven't been there in the past year, my friend Reverend Tim Spencer did a complete revamp of it around the end of December or so last year. It's all new, lots of interesting new links there, free downloads, publications and videos that you may not know even exist. Information on the POW issue you may not know. And this comes direct from a U.S. Senate subcommittee giving information that every president from Woodrow Wilson to the time of the publication in the 1970s, it may have been the early 80s, I don't recall the publication date, knew about American POWs being left behind in the hands of communists, World War One, World War Two, Korea, and Vietnam. And, of course, the energy cleaner being for sale, a great little electronic device to help mitigate pain, help you get the best sleep you've had in years, and, of course, stronger libido. All those things from the energy cleaner, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Let's get back to the calls. We have Greg in California. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, John. Hey, John. Good morning, John. This is JG.
JG, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, last week, John, you had Professor McKinney on, and I caught the last minute or so of your statement from what he had told you. I missed quite a bit of the program, but what was it that he was that you guys were discussing about the Chinese again? I know you gave me one answer a couple of weeks ago, and then I heard you guys discussing it, and it was something your last statement was, well, from what Professor McKinney said, or the two of you were discussing, is there new information about these troops somewhere in our country? Some additional Russian or Chinese faction?
Well, I'll have to recap what was said, because I don't recall specifically what was said, but and I do have an additional source. We have one source at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
I heard that.
Reporting,
yeah.
reporting reliably. And now two sources at Kansas City International. This was a week ago Saturday. The source at Wright-Patterson observed at least 10, this guy works an 8-hour shift. During his 8-hour shift, 10 C-130 Air Force cargo aircraft landed at Wright-Patterson, discharging Chinese communist troops.
Oh, really?
Uniform.
10 C-130s?
10. And there may have been a couple before and a couple after his shift, not that it matters. They got off those C-130s and got on the C-17s, which is the newest Air Force cargo plane, and they went to three American cities, one of them being Kansas City International. Now, we had a guy on the ground, and it turns out now, as of a couple of days ago, two guys on the ground at Kansas City International that observed these Chinese troops getting off the C-17s.
This would be a matter of how many, would you say?
Well, each C-130 can carry about 150 men.
Right, yeah, because I used to.
So we're looking at 15. And that's just one shift. You know, we don't know what happened before or after this guy's shift. That would be 1,500 right there.
Can you believe this guy?
These three sources don't know each other, and they're reporting the same thing. And that's a basic premise of being a homicide detective or an intelligence analyst, which I am both, is when you find different sources that don't know each other, and especially when they're separated by 500 miles, telling you the same thing, it's time to stand up and pay attention.
Have you had, thank you, John, for that. Have you had Alexander on yet? Have I missed that?
I haven't talked to Alexander in several months. Okay. We've both been busy. I need to catch up with Alexander Bachman and see what's going on. JG, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. We got another call on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 15th of October, and we've got our last caller here, Mike, in Eastern North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Hello. Hello, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just, going to that subject, I just talked with a father whose son is in the military. I don't even want to give too many details because of the unusualness of this, of even what branch he was in. But he was in that part of the country very, very recently. And he remarked about meeting
it was Russian. Was in what part of the country?
In that part of the country out there, in the Denver area, all through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, he wasn't just in, like, he stayed in just one little teeny little spot. He moved about, in other words, in that whole area.
Right.
But he met the Russian soldiers.
Right.
But the thing about it is, what he was saying was he met so many different soldiers from different countries, and what was bewildering to him was why there was so many different foreign enemy troops on our soil. He couldn't understand what the government was doing. And I know his father very well, and this is what he was telling his father, and his father was telling me. And what got me was it was different enemy soldiers. It wasn't
right.
Just the Russians. So that's a confirmation on everything that you've been saying. I don't want to narrow down the time too much because it would just about pinpoint who this guy is.
Right, right. Well,
and,
we If you can get any more details, that would be great also. And any follow-up would be appreciated, Mike.
And but at any rate, I just want to let you know that there's we don't just got to worry about the Russians and the Chinese. There's obviously some others here as well. Anyhow, well, thank you, John.
Right. There are a lot of other East Europeans and others here. That's very true. We do have time for one more call at 800-313-9443 if you have a quick question or comment. These are, without doubt, my opinion, perilous times. I can't tell you with any degree of certainty what will happen or when. I can tell you that we are at risk as a nation, as a people, for any number of different reasons, all of which lead back to the need for preparedness and gaining the knowledge necessary to be water independent, food independent, take charge of your own medical and health needs. That's why I have a, of course today it didn't work out, but I try to have a healthcare professional every Tuesday. That's foundational and is not optional to take charge of and take responsibility for your health. It is not optional. You need to do that. Every Friday we have Ann Morrison on talking about all these different things that are already affecting us. The Fukushima radiation event, for example. The various flu viruses that appear to be recombining. Some of them are almost without a doubt biological weapons. They have a percentage of lethality that they do. They have to be biological weapons. Getting your health and maintaining your health is not optional. It isn't. And the typical American paradigm is to eat whatever you choose to eat, not eat what you don't want to eat, and if something goes wrong, I'll go to the doctor. He'll either cut out the bad part of my body, like my gallbladder, for example, or whatever else is wrong with me, or give me a pill and we'll be okay, and I can go back to eating whatever I choose to eat. That's a prescription for disaster is what that is. That's all that is. And people want a one paragraph solution to being healthy. It's not that simple. You've heard Dr. Caudill on here with me and Dr. Myers talking about the books that they recommend. If you're prepared to read several thousand pages of books to understand health and nutrition, then you have some chance of understanding this. You know, getting information from radio talk show is helpful. It's just a starting point is all it is, a beginning point. Public libraries in the United States are free. The only thing they cost is your time to get there, get the books, and get home. Internet access is free. Virtually every public library in the United States has free internet access. Most libraries, or many libraries, I should say, I don't know about most, many libraries, if they don't have a specific book that you need to read, they have typically an interlibrary lending service. Well, one library will loan a book to another. Or possibly, like the library in my neighborhood, they have funding to buy the book that their readers need. That the members of the library need. Educating yourself is not optional. Reading and reading in depth is not optional. I run into this with journalists all the time. I spent an entire morning with a Japanese film crew about a year ago, a little more than a year ago. And maybe something about the Japanese culture, but they didn't want 20-second, 30-second sound bites to explain complex scientific matters. They expected complex answers to deal with complex questions. That's not the typical American way. And it sounds like I had a caller here. Caller, go ahead. Who are you? Where are you?
I'm Danny in South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a quick comment because I noticed several years ago I take my mother shopping at the commissary here at the Army base. or you know, my father was a World War II vet, and she does her shopping at the commissary. And I noticed years ago that all these uniforms had Velcro patches for their patches now. But on several of my trips there, I noticed guys that had various patches Velcroed on that were speaking in foreign languages to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to myself, wait a minute now, these guys are in the U.S. Army in there, so I don't know, I think I recognize a little, maybe a little Hebrew in there, maybe a little bit, a couple of them actually did look very Chinese. I don't know what language they were speaking. But, I mean, it hit me then. I said, I wonder if this is like more to this than meets the eye. But I think that that's something to take notice of, that they're all wearing the same uniform now. And they've all got these patches. You can get on an airplane and change armies, you know, while you're in the air.
That's a good point.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it. Glenn in Philadelphia, you've got about 60 seconds, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, very good. You had a caller mention Lindsay Williams. I heard Lindsay Williams on the Night Shift radio program last night, supposedly his first time on the radio for several months. And after all the standard beating around the bush and tap dancing and teasing, he finally got around to the point, which was that his source tells him that the economic collapse will occur after the healthcare program is fully implemented. So that was the crux of it. Man,
yeah.
He managed to stretch that out.
Yeah, and he mentioned March of 2014 as the time frame he was concerned about, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He originally said January, and he didn't know if they meant January 2014 or January 2015. But, yeah, it sounds like first quarter 2014 is what
we're
talking
go.
Now.
That is the time frame that he's concerned about. Glenn, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, we got the music coming up in less than a minute here. Good morning. Some good calls. Appreciate it. All things being equal, we should have Professor McCanny with us tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 16th. And my friend Reverend Tim Spencer Thursday will talk about the energy cleaner also, and then Ann Morrison Friday. So I hope you all have a good, fun, productive day out there. We look forward to getting together tomorrow morning and talking about the matters that Professor McCanny pays attention to. That will be a good morning. Winter is nigh upon us. So whatever preparations you need to make for winter, you best be getting about the business of doing it. That would be a smart thing to do. Here's our music. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical equipment, your energy cleaner now while you can, your ammunition, firearms. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Financial